Everywhere we go these days, it seems like that all of a sudden, reporters and people that ask us questions about things that they didn't used to ask. It seems that everybody's concerned about our national problems, about the war in Vietnam, as we have long been. And they say things like, how do you feel about the Vietnam situation, the war in Vietnam? I'll tell you exactly how I feel about it. This past January, we took our entire show, along with my wife, June. We went to Long Bend Air Force Base near Saigon. And a reporter friend of mine said, that makes you a hawk, doesn't it? I said, no, that don't make me a hawk. No. No, that don't make me a hawk. But I said, if you watch the helicopters bring in the wounded boys, and then you go into the wards and sing for them and try to do your best to cheer them up so that you can get back, so that they can get back home, it might make you a dove with claws. Last night I had the strangest dream I've ever known before. I dreamed that all the world agreed to put an end to war. I dreamed I saw a mighty room. The room was filled with men, and the papers they were signing said they'd never fight again. And when the papers were all signed and a million copies made, they all shook hands and bowed their heads, and grateful prayers were prayed. And the people in the streets below were dancing round and round, while swords and guns and uniforms lay scattered on the ground. Last night I had the strangest dream I've ever known before. I dreamed that all the world agreed to put an end to war.